Manx Radio's update.
First of May, it's 5.30 on Thursday, September the 2nd, just 3 weeks to general election polling day. Today, incidentally, is the last day for registering to vote. You can do it up to midnight on the government website. For the next 30 minutes, the news on the island and the landscape to that news. Weather, traffic, business, sport. This evening, those COVID figures, and as there's extended COVID support for pubs and restaurants and businesses of the like. A new helicopter support scheme for casualties on the island. And on the beach, investigating why that freighter ended up on the sands of Ramsey. This evening, incidentally, the election question session is at the Ginger Hall with 8 candidates for the seats in Eyre and Michael. Andy Wint will be the presenter at the Ginger Hall, where the conversation may be mild and also bitter.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
Now let's join Tessa Hawley with the news.
First of May, 32 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man. Government statistics show there are 309 active cases. That's a drop of 9 since yesterday. 9 people are in hospital with the virus. 1 is in intensive care. Government support for businesses like pubs and restaurants impacted by COVID-19 on the island has been extended until October. Customer-facing sectors like catering, hospitality and retail can seek further funds if their August turnover was down by at least 25%. The Isle of Man Ship Registry has confirmed it's carrying out a preliminary investigation into the beaching of cargo ship CEG Orbit. It happened in the early hours of 26th of August at Cranstall. The registry has told Manx Radio the investigation is being carried out on behalf of the Latvian authorities as the ship sails under the Latvian flag. In international news, a toddler's reported to be among 22 people who've died in downpours and flooding caused by Storm Ida. Record levels of rain are expected to continue across the US East Coast for a few more hours. New York and New Jersey have both declared a state of emergency. The UK Foreign Secretary hasn't ruled out restarting evacuations from Afghanistan in the near future after engaging in talks with the Taliban. Dominic Raab's been trying to agree the safe passage of Brits still stuck there. And in sport, Dame Sarah Storey admits her new title of most decorated Paralympian ever hasn't sunk in yet. The cyclist collected her 17th gold medal in Tokyo overnight. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Tessa, thank you very much. Yes, terrible pictures of the flooding in America. You'll see those on the news. Let's have a look now at the weather.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
The Big Ben is steaming majestically across Douglas Bay. As I tell you, it'll be dry, rough and cloudy, we're told today. But as yesterday, it's cleared up and it's beautifully sunny. Light mainly easterly winds, temperatures rising to 18 Celsius. That's probably past its peak now. Little change tomorrow. It'll start to turn more unsettled over the weekend with fresh or strong winds. Eventually, the risk of a few outbreaks of rain later on Sunday. Sunrise 6:29 tomorrow, 8:08 p.m. Today is sunset. Low water today at 2:55 p.m. it was, so high water is at 9:16 tonight and low water tomorrow at 3:58, a little before 4 o'clock.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate or call 674-573.
Yes, welcome to Update, and we start, as ever, with figures that concern one and all on the island. There are 9 people in hospital now with COVID-19, with 309 active cases in total. Rob Pritchard has more details.
It means the number of active cases has decreased by 9 since yesterday. Of the 9 people in hospital with the virus, 1 is being treated in intensive care. Government claims, as of this afternoon, 32 new cases of the virus have been identified in the last 24 hours. Of those new cases, 8 are under investigation. In terms of testing, 432 individuals are waiting to be notified of test results, and the number of people booked in for a PCR test tomorrow is 302. When it comes to vaccines, as of the latest update this afternoon, 146 doses have been carried out so far today. Of those, 145 have been second jabs and one was a first injection. 145 of the doses given out so far today were the Moderna vaccine and one was Pfizer-BioNTech.
Rob Pritchard with that. Well, what about government support for businesses? Well, pubs and restaurants impacted by COVID-19, their support has been extended until October. Customer-facing sectors like catering, hospitality and retail can seek further funds if their August turnover was down by at least 25%. Here's Sian Cowper.
Businesses can apply for either a £1,000 grant or the equivalent to 1 year's rates payments if they operate from commercial premises. The support scheme was launched in July to assist those impacted by staff self-isolation or a drop in customer demand due to COVID-19. Sectors eligible for the support include catering, entertainment, lifestyle and leisure. To qualify, businesses need to be able to show their turnover decreased by 25% last month compared to either August last year or August 2019. The funds have been approved by the Economic Recovery Group and will be facilitated through the Business Premises Support Scheme and the Coronavirus Business Support Scheme. Applications opened yesterday and will close on the 15th of October. To check if you qualify for support or for more information, you can contact Enterprise Support at gov.im or call 687 333.
There, you're bang up to date with the COVID stories. The other big story, of course, today is the general election, 23rd of September. Clock is ticking, incidentally, if you want to get registered to vote in that general election, because midnight tonight is the deadline. You can do it online, of course. Here's William King.
The people of the Isle of Man will have their say on the 23rd of September by deciding who'll be sitting in the House of Keys for the next 5 years. We've said it before and we'll say it again. If you want your voice to be heard, you must be registered to vote. Anyone over 16 who's lived on the island for at least a year can vote in the election, as long as you haven't been disqualified for any reason. Registration can be done online by following the links at gov.im/elections. You have to input your address and your name, and you can choose whether or not to provide contact details as well. That will get yourself onto the electoral register. If you register after midnight tonight, you won't be able to vote on the 23rd of September, when 65 people will be vying for the 24 seats in the House of Keys across the island's 12 constituencies.
William King, the four candidates who are standing for Arbury, Castletown and Malue locked horns in a Manx Radio Live election debate last night. Graham Cregeen, Steve Crowther, Tim Glover and Jason Morehouse are all hoping to be successful. Naturally, they each put forward their case and then took questions from members of the public. Local Democracy reporter Chris Cave has more.
Topics discussed ranged from education to the economy in last night's live radio debate. However, it was the subject of affordable housing that was raised time and again throughout the hour-long programme. Steve Crowther said the situation for those hoping to get on the housing ladder is bleak and needs changing.
We all know there isn't going to be any first-time buyer housing. Exactly why I've made the effort.
Why isn't there going to be any first-time buyer housing?
Because the current legislation means that the developer at the moment can sell in on bloc affordable homes to buy to let. And that's exactly what we've got at the moment. We haven't got any homes for first-time buyers.
A more cost-effective way of getting people into the property market was suggested by Tim Glover.
Government owns a lot of land, a lot of brownfield sites. Why aren't we selling plots like we have done in the past? Ballaloch, just down the road here, over School Hill, it was built that way. A plot was sold and then you built your own house. Well, that's a cheaper way of doing it.
Jason Morehouse said increasing the housing stock was key.
The key problem is, and the key problem is, that remains is that there's an issue in terms of availability.
Graham Cregeen.
Can I just finish up, please? No. In terms of availability, we need to plug that gap. Because until young people can get a home, they're not going to be happy staying on the island. They look for alternatives.
Meanwhile, Justice and Home Affairs Minister Graham Cregeen suggested changing the land registration fee could help.
One of the things that we can do is actually put some additional cost in land registration fee. So if it's your second, your third and your fourth house, you then increase the cost of that registration. And then you can use that money
Mental health, antisocial behaviour and the size of the government were other issues put to the candidates by members of the public before they each made their closing remarks. You can listen to the debate in full at manxradio.com.
And you can listen to tonight's debate this evening.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com or text 166177. Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
All's in order. The Ben has reached... No, she's just turning in the harbour at the moment, swivelling round. She'll be in her berth shortly. Due to arrive, we're told, at 10 to 6, my apologies. She will depart again at 7.45, arriving at Heysham at half an hour before midnight. The Mananin departed at 4.21 and is expected to arrive in Liverpool at 7:05.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio Business Briefing.
An Indian Swiss tycoon with supposed links to the Isle of Man could owe £137 million in back taxes amid allegations he falsified the value of his fortune. Dave Moore has more.
Associated Press is reporting that Switzerland's highest court, the Federal Tribunal, upheld a decision to freeze assets to Prakash Hinduja, which allegedly includes undisclosed payouts from a trust here in the Isle of Man. If that's true, then it would mean he had misrepresented the size of his fortune and therefore lowered his Swiss tax liability. He's also accused of passing himself off as a resident of Monaco, even though he became a citizen of Switzerland in the year 2000. The allegations came to light following an investigation carried out in Geneva over alleged human trafficking at a Swiss villa where Hinduja and his family lived. 2 years ago, authorities raided the property, seizing safes, computer equipment and documents, which led to an asset freeze. This was in connection to a larger tax debt than he'd claimed from 2008 to 2017. Prakash Hinduja, along with his three brothers, employs over 150,000 people in areas such as healthcare, information technology, media, power and real estate. The case remains pending as a criminal investigation.
Dave Moore with those details. HSBC has appointed Kevin Herbert as head of private banking here. His position also covers the Channel Islands. He'll be based in Guernsey. He's been with the firm since 1987, holding a number of senior roles, of course, in that time.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
Let's have a look at some of the details. UK and European stocks closed higher as investors geared up for the next reading of US non-farm payrolls. That's due tomorrow. US stocks gained as investors awaited more labour market data, which will serve, we're told, as crucial information in determining the path forward for the monetary policies underpinning risk assets over the past year. Oil prices rose, supported by optimism about the pace of the economic recovery from the pandemic, a sharp decline in US crude stocks and a weaker dollar. Gold prices inched up as the dollar remained weak. The FTSE 100 up 0.20. The FTSE 250 down 0.1. The DAX up 0.1. The Dow Jones up 0.44.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update at manxradio.com.
Hello, I'm John Moss. Seriously injured or unwell people here could be transferred directly to hospitals in the UK by helicopter. Manx Care is starting a trial with a company called Great North Air Ambulance. 999 calls will be screened to identify those most likely to benefit from immediate care or specialist skills, as at the scene of an accident. Dr. Gareth Davies is the clinical director of the Medicine Urgent Care and Ambulance Group.
I think it is probably common knowledge that in the UK and elsewhere, there is a network of air ambulances like this that support the emergency services. And that would be considered contemporary healthcare. So for a patient in central London or perhaps a patient in the Lake District, if they become seriously injured or become seriously ill, this sort of facility is available to them. And what we're trying to do is make sure that those same opportunities and services are here for the people of the island. The actual costs are still to be determined. What we have agreed is the sort of payment structure for it, that we will pay a retainer to the charity and then a fee when we actually use the service, which I think I think we're so lucky that a team like GNAS are allowing us to operate like that, because to simply go out and buy one of these to do a trial, I think you realise it's many millions of pounds. So we're really, really grateful that we've got this opportunity to prove the concept in this way without actually having to go out and purchase a really expensive item like this.
Dr. Gareth Davis. We stay in the air for a moment. Loganair is expanding the number of flights and the aircraft capacity on Liverpool and Manchester routes to and from us. The changes come into effect next year in March, but will the airline stop there, or could there be connections to the island from other airports? Kay Ryan is their chief commercial officer.
Early signs at this stage, and it is early, we've just come through the pandemic, restrictions have just been lifted, would indicate that the market will be there for next summer. Therefore, the island needs a bigger aircraft and it needs more frequency for Manchester and Liverpool, and I'm sure there'll be no resident there who would argue with me.
You stepped in almost at the last minute, not just with the Isle of Man, but with other places as well, following the collapse of Flybe. And you committed to the Isle of Man then. Does this show your commitment is even stronger now?
We are committed to the Isle of Man. You know, we've been through one of the toughest years in aviation with you. We're used to working very closely with island communities. We understand their needs. And yes, we do hope that this will form part of a much stronger relationship going forward.
What's the possibility then of other routes? I know Belfast at one point was scheduled for Loganair to the Isle of Man. Is that on the horizon?
Not for the moment, but it's like anything else, never say never. You know, the market is quite unpredictable in terms of what airlines are doing what and when, but we do like to make a commitment and stick to it. So at this stage, we're being cautious with our growth. Both Birmingham and Edinburgh will continue for next summer as they are this year. But very much, as I say, it depends on the market.
Because you're increasing in March, does that mean that there will be no extra routes anywhere come March? Will we have to wait until later in 2022, perhaps? Or is there still a possibility that things may change?
Oh, still a possibility that things may change, Dave. I can't foresee it happening on Manchester or Liverpool. They're proven routes. We expect them to return to a certain level next year, as we do with other routes that we operate throughout the network. But doing anything else at this stage is probably too early. But again, we review our capacity planning every month. So it's not to say that it may not change.
That's the Chief Commercial Officer of Loganair, Kay Ryan.
Manx Radio Sport.
And we join Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. Billy Harris has claimed his first UK Pro League victory to rise to the top of the rankings. The 26-year-old Manx tennis player beat Charles Broome by 2-1 at the Chelsea Harbour Club in London. He began the week with a loss but turned things around, winning 4 matches in a row. The UK Pro League is the only domestic competition for the country's top professionals and brings them together for 9 weeks of qualifying ahead of the finals in November. There's a final push to find 2 new managers to lead the Isle of Man's men's and women's national football squads. The Isle of Man FA is looking for qualified representatives to prepare the island sides for the next Island Games, which are currently due to take place in Guernsey in 2023. The FA says anyone interested in taking on either position would be able to do so even if they're actively involved already with a club side on island already, as there wouldn't be a conflict of interest. Those wanting to apply must have a minimum FA Level 1 in coaching and up-to-date safeguarding accreditations. The deadline is tomorrow, the 3rd of September, and applications should be sent to kevin.maitland@isleofmanfa.com. And the penultimate counter in the Manx Fell Running League is taking place this weekend. Those involved will compete in the Ellen Vannin Fell Race on Saturday the 4th of September. The course covers a 20-kilometre route starting and finishing at the Balaff Plantation Car Park. Registration will be at 9 a.m. on the day at the Ballamore campsite, with the race getting underway from 10 a.m. Organisers say full safety gear is compulsory and say competitors should allow plenty of time to get from the campsite to the start line at the plantation.
Andy Wint was determined to do that fell run, but we managed to persuade him not to. Rob Pritchard.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, I can tell you first of all about those roadworks just to the south of Douglas, between Douglas and Coowig. They're still going 24 hours a day for cabling. I think actually at the weekends they tend to take the traffic lights away. But anyway, there are quite long delays coming in and out of Douglas. Kirkmichael, temporary lights there until the end of this month, September. Douglas until just the 3rd tomorrow. Pullrose Road, temporary lights near the power station for trenching works. And at Laxey, if you live in Laxey, you'll know about these. Glen Road, it's closed for work on that new river wall.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man general election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
The House of Keys general election takes place 3 weeks today. Remember, today is the last day you can register to vote up to midnight. And on Manx Radio, we've been hearing from the candidates. Madeleine Westall is one of 8 candidates standing in Aaron Michael. A schoolteacher lives in Lazare, where she is a commissioner. She's been speaking to Dave Moore.
There are a number of really important issues, from climate change, planning, housing, provision, connectivity in the parishes. And I just want to be a strong voice for the people of Ayr and Michael in raising those issues and getting our voices heard.
What was the moment that made you decide? Obviously, this is something that's been with you for a while. What was the moment you thought, right, that's it, I'm putting my name in?
I decided that if nobody else was standing who I thought I could support, I would declare, and I did a week ago.
Where do you see Ayr and Michael? What are the big issues, the big topics for?
Ayr and Michael is the most beautiful area of the island, together with Macold. It's incredibly pretty. It's got the wonderful coastline. We are a biodiversity island, and I am passionate about representing the not just the needs, but what the people who live in the parishes, what's important to them. And what I see is important to them at the moment is the housing issue, the planning issue, connectivity, as in broadband and local transport, the roads, and then the other issues which are more general, which are more island-wide, such as access to healthcare, access to good quality education, and so on.
Do you think that maybe because it's Ayr and Michael and it's a little bit out of the way that it's ignored?
I think it needs a stronger voice, and I think in Tynwald I could give it that stronger voice. I think there are big issues coming up for Ayr and Michael, as I say, planning, the need to refurbish and to have a capital programme of government housing. Jerby is the obvious example. And also with the potential of an island rate coming in, I will oppose that.
That's Madeleine Westall. Now, the other candidates standing in Aaron Michael are Tim Baker, Dr. Sos Bazougou, Alfred Cannon, Phil Corkill, Tim Johnson, Duncan Livingston and Liberal Vannin's Paul Weatherall. And tonight between 7 and 8, we have a Manx Radio live debate taking place at the Ginger Hall, obviously up there in the north of the island. And there will be featuring those 8 candidates from Ayr and Michael.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini site at manxradio.com.
The 2021 general election is now 3 weeks away, and tonight on Manx Radio, we continue our live constituency debates. Between now and Election Day, we're heading to each constituency to question the candidates, asking for your vote. And an audience of voters from each area will join us to grill would-be MHKs. Tonight, we'll be at the Ginger Hall in Sulby to hear from the candidates vying for a seat in Ayr and Michael. Listen live from 7 o'clock, and the programme will also be available afterwards as as a podcast. Manx Radio's live constituency debates for the House of Keys general election on air at manxradio.com.
And the fact Andy Wint is up there will give you the clue as to why I'm here and will be here next week and the week after, sitting in his chair for update for those 2 weeks. The Isle of Man Ship Registry has confirmed it's carrying out a preliminary investigation into the beaching of a cargo ship at Cranstall. You'll have seen the pictures all over the place they were. It happened in the early hours of the 26th of August, most people thinking, how did it get there? Simon Richardson has this report.
The CEG Orbit was successfully refloated at the second attempt at 2 a.m. on August the 27th. How it got there on a calm, windless night will be the subject of the inquiry. Cameron Mitchell, director of the Isle of Man Ship Registry, says the investigation's being carried out on behalf of the Latvian authorities, as the ship sails under the Latvian flag, and that he's unable to comment further at this stage. The CEG Orbit was removed from the beach by two tugs, the Wendy Ann of the Laxey Towing Company and the CT Vector from Liverpool. An earlier attempt by the Manx tug alone was unsuccessful because of the height of the tide. After being refloated, the ship made her way to Douglas, where she was checked for damage. The ship was later cleared to return to Belfast.
Simon Richardson with that. We're told another 178 people have died within 28 days of testing positive for coronavirus in the UK. There have also been a further 38,154 positive cases in the last 24 hours. Separate figures suggest the rollout of vaccines in England has prevented more than 143,000 hospital admissions after infection. And NBC News says at least 22 people, including a child, have now died after Storm Ida hit the east coast of America. Heavy rainfall, totaling around a month's worth, caused huge floods across New York. If you've seen the pictures, they are graphic. Subway stations engulfed with water, roads turned to rivers, areas which were told they were flood-free areas, in fact being flooded. All the time, it's been said it's because of climate warming. That's update for this evening, Thursday. I'm John Moss. Have a very good sunny evening. Good evening.